This is Justin Elwell from Messiah Congregation in Washington Mills, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day. Psalm 137, verse 4 says, "Oh, how can we sing the song of the Lord in this unrecognizable land?" Having hung their lyres upon the willows, the singers could not sing on foreign soil. In mourning, they could not raise their voices but to weep. For all their song, singing, and performance, they could not see past their condition and circumstance. Was God not also with them in Babylon? Was he somehow confined to the borders of Israel? Their captors wanted song, and they should have praised the God who delivered them into captivity right before their captors. Why? As surely as he delivered them into the hands of captivity, in that same prophetic word of judgment, was the word of deliverance, some 70 years off. It took men of faith like Ezra, Nehemiah, Zechariah, just as a few examples, to heed the words of Isaiah and Jeremiah while in captivity, to wait for that time, his time, to stand up in faith and act upon God's promises. The singers were still God's covenant people, but in correction. So often our circumstance overtakes his promise, our weeping the promise of his word. Psalm 137 isn't a codified psalm of sulking, but a correction leading us to Psalm 138 and the promises contained therein. To read a little bit, "I will praise you with all my heart. In the presence of the mighty, I will sing praises to you. All the kings of the earth will praise you. Though I walk amid trouble, you revive me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your loving kindness, Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the work of your hands." See, while the potter is working the clay on the spinning wheel, he never takes his hands from the clay. He's always working it, touching it until the clay has reached his desired form. Correction comes to all of us that are his children, but in the correction is the moment of restoration as well. Until that moment, sing in his correction, even before the company of tormentors. And as they mock, praise. For they and we do not know the day or the hour of our release. See, he will fulfill his purpose for your life. In every moment, until that moment, his hand is upon you. A song of captivity is not mourning for the circumstance, but reverence for the King in whose presence you will continue to dwell. See, friends, we have such great promises because every promise of God is wrapped up in the person of Messiah Jesus. And Messiah Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. But he is with us always, even to the end of the age. And because he loves us, he will correct us as he is sanctifying us. So take hold of the promises of God's word and know for sure and certain that his love for you endures even through this present circumstance. I hope and pray that this word today was an encouragement for you to the glory of God. So until we meet again, may the Lord bless and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah. This has been Justin Elwell from Messiah Congregation, your Mars Hill pastor for today.